This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 28th, 2019. I'm Caleb Brown. New legislation in the Senate authored by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is aimed at regulating online platforms for speech. Cato Institute Vice President John Samples says it amounts to licensing providers of free expression and is inconsistent with the First Amendment. We spoke last week.
Describe what Josh Hawley has introduced and what, at least in his view, has spurred it.
Well, the title of the bill is Stop the Internet Censorship Act of 2019. So this gives you an insight into his interest. He is much concerned. Indeed, he ran for office in Missouri, ran for the Senate, and succeeded with the issue of alleged conservative bias by platforms like Facebook, Google, and so on. So this is his first foray into writing a bill to deal with such conservative bias or alleged conservative bias. So that's part of it. Now, for libertarians, I think we can describe this bill quite briefly. It is a bill that gives a federal government agency the right of life or death over businesses. Indeed, some of the largest, most successful businesses in the world. It's as simple as that. And it's got other problems, that other things. But the fact of the matter is, this bill would give that kind of leverage. Now, we've had in the past here in D.C., and we still to some extent have, the Federal Communications Commission that came out of the federal government claiming ownership of the airwaves, which then were said to be scarce and had to be allocated fairly by the federal government. The Federal Communications Commission was charged with that. And then you had the Fairness Doctrine on top of that. That is, part of the way you got your license to run a television station or a radio station was you had to prove you had been fair in your editing, right? Now, that meant that the federal government had control over that license, and it also meant that without that license, your control and ownership of that radio station, of that television station, was in fact worthless. And we saw the Sinclair Broadcasting Group back down in 2004 and running a John Kerry documentary because their licenses were threatened by members of the United States Senate. This is what Josh Hawley wants to do to the internet. This, he wants to set up a system in which it's true, you don't get a license. What you get is a certification. It's called an immunity certification. And that's kind of confusing, but it makes sense in the larger context, which is this. Right now, there is in federal law and something called mysteriously Section 230, a grant of immunity for large platforms like Facebook or YouTube from what their users do.
Section 230, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider.
That's the first part of it. The second part empowers the platforms, social media, to take down content they don't like. For mostly it was meant to combat obscenity, but it also says for any other objectionable content. It's a very broad grant of power, although mostly aimed at obscenity. But again, it provides immunity from liability when they do this. So you've really empowered and protected these companies with the idea that they need this protection to grow. Because if they don't have that protection, think about it. Facebook would have to think about everything that's up there. How does it affect liability? Is he defaming someone? Is she committing libel? Right? Because I, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, am liable for this.
We could find massive chilling effect potentially.
Massive chilling effect if you don't have the immunity, because to avoid liability for libel, these can be huge findings, huge losses for these companies. What you do is you go out and take down everything. And so speech is going to be very, very much constrained without the immunity. And there's other kinds of lawsuits you would be open to. So the point here, in fact, in theory, the companies could exist without the immunity. in fact, they would not actually exist, or their value would be much lower. So right here is what is sought by the federal government and Senator Hawley, a leverage on these companies. You have the right of life and death over them. This is the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission, a majority of it has to give an immunity of certification. That's a license. It's a license by any name.
So this providers of interactive computer services, these large speech platforms, which is really what they are, they're for people to communicate with each other. The idea that one would have to prove or at least demonstrate to some standard that they are not engaged in some particular kind of censorship of their users is itself sort of a ridiculous standard.
Well, it says, remember, 230 is not neutral, right? It says you have the power to take down these kinds of speech. That's not a neutral position. But now Senator Hawley is saying, we have to have this, and in fact, in the purpose of the bill, it states, to attain political neutrality, to say, and then later, nothing negative about a political party, a political candidate, or a political viewpoint. And that's what you have to convince 4 out of 5 members of the FTC, Facebook, or anyone that's fairly large. Every 2 years, they have to come and get this license and convince them of their political neutrality. Now, what that means really is, remember, the FTC is 5 members, only 3 can come from one party. So essentially, both parties will have probably some kind of veto over the immunity certifications, that is the licensing. We don't know how it would actually develop, but again, I return to my single theme. You don't need to understand all these details. The reality of this is 4 out of 5 members of the Federal Trade Commission will have a life and death control over the largest, most successful, most innovative companies in the world.
John Samples is a vice president at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.